Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second, the left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the DH, Craig Cusick. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Singer. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second, the center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third, the left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth, the DH, Pat Kelly. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Brian Downing. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Bostock steals second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Brett. Bostock moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bostock scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards the mound. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Downing and he is out, Stein applying the tag. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr bunts towards third. Terrell juggles the ball. That's an error on Terrell. Hairston goes all the way around to score. Garr moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garr moves to third. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Weiniger and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Garr scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is walked intentionally. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent bunts in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Downing moves to second. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 0 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. Kelly moves to third. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cusick. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Cusick steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 0 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Terrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Stein reaches second base with a double. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spencer is walked intentionally. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Smalley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Stock moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heil moves to second. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Stock scores. Heil scores. It's Twins, 3, White Sox, 3. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Downing strikes out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall scores. There goes Terrell trying to get to third. Orta throws the ball into Bell, who tags Terrell for the out. Two outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Garr moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stein is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Spencer bunts towards the mound. Bergmeier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Campbell now pitching. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to third. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spencer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Alan Bannister now playing center field. Ralph Garr now playing right field. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garr strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Horta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chet Lemon now playing left field. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.